Listening Dog Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell.
Hello. Not long to go now.
I know. I didn't realise because I, about the whole Christmas thing. Well, I mean, obviously I know it's the 25th of December.
I hope so.
I just didn't realise that the 25th of December was like next week.
I thought I had another weekend.
Yeah, no, you don't, I'm afraid. And if you're anything like me, you're well behind. Nothing has been done.
And the post, because like, I order stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, nothing's arriving.
Nope. Everything's falling apart, isn't
yeah,
it? It's
isn't
one
it?
Of those things where you just have to accept it, I think, and go with the flow.
Yeah, just hold it together.
A hot water bottle and listen to Hot Mess Mums.
Do you know, I've just had an idea. We should have hot water bottles.
Yes.
Hot Mess Mum hot water bottles.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Dave's on bills because I was just thinking, like, obviously, it's been a bit of a cold snap, shall we say. That's what old people say, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I say that though, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
As a youth.
I was talking to a few people about at night, like, because I've got a hot water bottle and the dog. Dogs, if you've got a pet, pets keep you warm.
They do if they sit still. They don't if they're an 11-week-old puppy that bites you constantly. I'm waiting for that stage for him to just want to lie on me so it's nice and warm.
Oh,
we're not there yet.
Honestly, it's the best thing. So now we're like sharing Elsa around as much as possible because that's sort of, she's nine, so you've got a long way to go. But she just snores and then keeps us all warm. But we have to move her along. Everybody gets a bit of Elsa heat and then we pass her along.
I love that.
The Hot Mess Mums. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
We are working with Kuka to show you the difference a Kuka tap can make around the home. Getting one in the kitchen cuts down on the time you spend waiting for hot water. Plus, they're great for the environment and their different models look dead fancy too.
So, the Kuka tap reduces water and power waste and saves busy mums time over the Christmas period. From cooking to cleaning, it shaves minutes off efforts going towards them. And we all know how we need every second we can as busy parents.
Later in the show, we'll be talking all about how having a Kuka tap can help families around the house this Christmas. Plus, they're super safe for little ones, but still easy to use. And we both know because we've got one.
For more information, visit kuka.co.uk, spelt Q-U-O-O-K-E-R.
But a friend of mine, she's got a heated mattress.
Ooh.
A heated, not a heated blanket, a heated mattress, guys.
So you get them when sometimes you go for a massage.
Yeah.
My beautician, Kelsey, has one of those where she puts it on and it's like a warm bed that you're lying on. Amazing.
What an idea for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether you get it in time. Just
and
an idea.
Electric blankets. You know, they sold out a few months ago online.
Whoa.
There's all different types you can get now. So you can get like couple ones.
Yeah.
And it has like a button right next to you. So when you're nodding off, you can just turn it off. You know, so you don't burn your house down.
Kind of thing.
Well, I have got a story.
Because
Martin, when he was a teenager, he had a blanket, a heated blanket, and it caught fire and he was in the bed.
God.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I'm not joking.
Was he okay?
You've got to be, I mean, back in the day, I think, you know, safety-wise, they probably weren't made of the safest stuff.
No.
No, he's okay. Yeah, he's okay. I mean, he tells the story with a smile and actually a bit of a giggle because it turned out that it was actually quite funny. But he was okay in these circumstances.
Oh, wow.
But I think now with the technology and everything, you'll be fine. But yeah.
I'll raise Martin's blanket.
Go on.
Tell you what Chris did last night.
Yeah.
Trying to get the log burner to go. First world problems living in the countryside.
I know.
For us. And for some reason, he just couldn't get the fire lit. It took him about an hour. But he finally got there. And I was on the phone to his mum having a chat about Christmas Day and what dessert she wants. And
Ava comes through. Mum, you've got to come outside. We've got a real bad problem. Mum, Dad needs you. And so I run out the back and he's there in our yard with a hose. He had been putting the hot ash in the bin. It had caught a light, set fire to both bins. And I'm talking the big bins, the big ones, the recycling one and the normal one. It also caught fire to the bush in the farmer's field behind the wall. And our oil tank is there as well. And it just missed the wire.
Don't say that to me.
Isn't that horrendous?
That is. And that's a lesson for everyone.
Yeah.
You've I was like, careful.
Why do you think it says don't put hot ash in a bin? But you know what? Really selfishly, I just thought, I'm so glad it wasn't me that did that. Because I have to live with that and feel really guilty. Ah. And I don't want to. So yeah, last night he was on the council website ordering 2 new bins. Don't know when they're going to get here.
Yeah.
The worst time it ever is. Not to have bins. So yeah,
did you have a bit of a meltdown?
I didn't. I just
no,
loved
see what
him.
I did there?
Oh yeah, I love that.
Sorry, thanks.
Yeah. Well, he had the meltdown because I filmed him for Hot Mess Mums.
Of course.
He put his hood up.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Great content. And yeah, he's in a bit of a sulk about it all. I think he feels really bad. So I didn't make him feel worse, which is unusual for me because I like to, you know, make him feel guilty. But I thought, well, he nearly set the house on fire.
See, that's the downside of having your own country estate as well. Let's face it. You've got the whole log burner thing and yeah, with your logs and all the rest of it and your open fires and
danger.
All that and your oil tank but worth a few bob at the moment now you can't nick somebody else's bin because you haven't got any neighbours. See, because I just chuck stuff in my I've just given it away.
Well, yeah, don't
no,
say that.
Sorry.
They'll know.
Yeah, but is that a bit like fly tipping? That's like posh fly tipping. Sorry, I never said that.
I've turned down four Christmas parties because I just can't fit it in and I don't want to go. Mm. And right now, any spare time I get, I just want to curl up.
Do you?
Hibernate, yeah, just watch something with Chris because we're like passing ships at the minute a bit. And be with the kids because I'm all over the place work-wise and life-wise and looking after Nan and everything else that I don't have that time with them.
And you want those little moments where you look back and say, oh, Christmas... We did go and try and put the bins out, but I asked Chris actually to put the bins out, not to put them out because they were on fire out. Do you know? Every time you see, he's got that for the rest of his life. Chris, put the bins out.
I've got video footage, so you know.
Yeah, but you those things where you want to look back and say, we did that Christmassy thing. Because you know what? We're all working towards Christmas, but actually doing those Christmassy things and saying... Do you remember when we all sat down, had a mulled wine and a mince pie and watched a movie together?
Yeah.
If we're not careful, we're so busy being Christmas busy, we might not actually do it.
It's so true. And I think there's so much pressure on everybody to,
you're
not going to the Christmas party for work. You're not going. You don't want to go and get drunk. Why don't you want to go and do that? I haven't got any time. Don't want to hang over for a week. I'm really tired. Mm. And that time I have got, I just want to be at home. And
yeah.
I want my chamomile tea, my Netflix and Chris. And I want to go to bed early. And I want to wake up feeling good.
Yeah.
And I think there's just a huge pressure from some people that expect and don't get that. Yeah. I did this the other day. I'm a bit, at the moment, promoting the do not people please at this time of year so much. Because I think it just, you could drown in it. Trying to make everyone happy at Christmas. Mm. And by that, I don't mean your family. I mean external people, you know, that want this and want that off you. Mm. I'm learning a lot more about saying no.
Mm.
And you don't have to be mean. You can just walk away silently from it. You don't have to say yes, do you?
Exactly. Where did you learn that from?
I learned that from you. The first time I met you, the first few months, you were always talking about that. And I was in a completely different place in my life then. But it's come through and it's a lovely feeling when you hit that.
Mm.
It's like a light going on. Where you're
exactly. And you don't lose friends from it, do you?
Well, you don't lose people that are meant to be in your life, I think.
Okay.
Who you're aligned with. That's how I see it. For those people that get in huffs and don't understand things, that is on them, isn't it? You've got to come away from that and just keep doing your thing, you know, because you just can't be all things to everyone.
No, not this time of year,
you know,
that's for sure.
No, and you're all in different places, aren't you? As mums and as women as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting because as much as people might say, you know, that we sort of share the load, it's a cliche when they say, oh, but I do everything and all the rest of it. I think I've spoken about it before. But what I've noticed is that if you've got kids, to involve them more in helping out over Christmas.
Absolutely.
Because there is a little job that everyone can do. Yeah. I mean, even if it's like you say to the kids, I don't know, can you wrap some of the presents up? And you don't mind them being wrapped up really badly. Because that's part of it.
Yeah.
I think you should make sure that you delegate a bit more. But with the kids... as much as the adults, because I think they, you know, that they need to be involved, and actually they can help out.
Yeah.
You know, I've already got Connie down for peeling the potato. She doesn't know it yet, but yeah. But do you know what I mean? And Polly, she likes wrapping presents. And he says, no, I'm doing all this, because we do get ahead on us, don't we?
And I
we
think go, we get control.
And we go, oh, hold on. Yeah. Yeah. Where we,
no, I'm doing it all.
Yeah. We think if we do it, it's done our way and we'll be quicker and it's easier than...
Yeah.
So we get in that zone.
Yeah. But I reckon just try this year, do a bit of delegation.
Yeah. Let it
even
go.
Whether it's a... You know, it messes up a little bit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Does it matter?
They all do the decks in our house. They do the tree. They do all the mantles, everything.
Yeah.
It's not my way. I'm not going to lie. They have coloured lights and clear lights on the tree.
Ooh,
that is a no-no for me. It should all be white, well, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like something out of the White Company catalogue.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is how I'd like it to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, they pull out things that they made when they were little. This sounds awful. I sound horrible. But like, crappy Christmas things that they put all on my mantle. I just love a big garland up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I let them go for it.
And then you take it all off.
Do you know what? I think about it, but I just leave it.
Leave it.
They've got all these chintzy things, bloody bells, I don't know what, hanging off doors.
Kelly Home Hat.
They go for it.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it. Come on.
Let
She's
it go.
Holding my hand and let it go.
Because right. when you have kids, the house is never going to look the way you want it to. So you just have to. Go okay, and they love doing it. It brings them joy. It doesn't bring me joy, but it brings them joy. So I just go.
It's really getting to you, isn't it? I can tell.
It does a bit every day. I'm like, oh God, I just want to rip that and change that and do that. But they have fun, and my memories are of watching them decorate the tree together.
Absolutely.
I might be there going, fucking hell, no, not like that. But at the same time, I'm watching them love it and be together.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's precious, you know. So. You can't change that, really. They're really small things, but they're memories, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're traditions that you build up.
Do you have a favourite film that you
Home
liked?
Alone. Which
is that the one that you watched that says, right, it's Christmas?
Yes, and Ava, Lily and I have already binged that twice, both of those. I don't watch the third one because it's with a different child, which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. I like Macaulay Culkin, so I do one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Strictly is our thing.
Ah, okay.
Because that's Christmas.
And the big final's coming up, isn't it?
And all
that. It's this weekend, actually. Of course it is.
And the Gruffalo. And all the sort of, I don't know, all sorts of, there's all sorts we watch together and... It's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got to keep that going, really, I think.
For as long as you can.
Yeah, because, and I was talking to Connie, she's being 21 and Pollyanna being 14. She actually said to me, because she's come home now, Connie, and she said, wow, the difference in sort of just that generation is huge when it comes to technology and the way they talk, the way they live, what they want to do at Christmas, all that. Is very different, like in the 20-somethings compared to sort of the late mid-teens. Already there's a massive difference. And even she said, oh, we need to get a baking stuff and, you know, doing stuff and not just being, you know, on a phone or just having all these group chats but not having people around. She said, oh, we should get our friends around to do stuff. And, yeah, it's quite interesting. So I'm quite conscious of that as well, just making sure that you do sort of little traditional things. Because if you're not going to do traditional things now, I don't know when you do for the rest of the year. So this is your one excuse, I think, to do those things. Just make them do a couple of things with you.
Because it's scary, isn't it, actually, to think that?
Because it might all disappear.
Yeah.
You know.
It certainly feels different every Christmas.
Yeah. And you're distancing yourself from all those lovely traditional things. You know, Mum at 90, she still makes the same cheese straws that she's always made from the time she was in South Africa. They have a certain recipe for their little apricot jam tart my grandmother made back in South Africa back, you know, in the 50s and the 40s. You know, and I thought, wow, I don't haven't even got the recipe. But
you've
I feel
got to start.
Like... You've got to start and maybe do those two things. So if you can think of anything that your grandparents or even your parents have done that sort of means that everyone could connect and be together, then do it and make sure that even if it's a couple, just two things. And another thing is Christmas stockings. We always do, not the ones you're thinking of with Chris. Know what ones you mean.
Let's not.
No, let's not.
No.
I love it when we go down that road.
No, because there's nothing to say. Our bed is literally for sleeping.
There's always something to say. We'll get onto that later. But like the Christmas stocking thing. Now Connie's 21 and she always says to me, oh Mum, I don't need the Christmas stockings anymore. But they've always had a Christmas stocking each and I just fill it with all sorts.
Oh, I like
and then
that.
They get up and they go through the Christmas stockings together on their own before we all go downstairs. And I said, no, we've got to keep it going. And I keep the same Christmas stockings.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
so just think of a couple of things you can do to keep those little traditions going, because they do. They do make proper, genuine, nice
memories.
Authentic memories.
Yeah. So important.
Yeah. And so you've got your movies. What about your music? Do you...
Oh, they love all the Christmas songs. Ava Lillian Heath's favourite is Wham.
Yes.
So they'll both sing that to death. You know, both of them, they love that. But yeah, and when they do the tree, they always have a Christmas album on.
Okay.
All the Christmas songs. Christmas Day, it'll be Christmas music all day.
Okay.
When everyone's there as well. Chris has made slow gin this year from our
trees. Gosh, he's good, isn't he?
Outside.
You're proper good life, yeah. You two,
he's got
aren't
to
you?
Funnel them and sort it out. They're all ready. They've been stored in jars. Vodka, I don't know what's in it. I wasn't there when he made it. But yeah, from our fruit trees. So I'm really excited about trying that. So that'll be a new tradition. Right. If it goes well and it tastes nice. If not, I'll knock
you just
that
be
one
slewed
on the head.
Anyway. It doesn't really matter.
That'll be gone. Uh-huh. But yeah, I look forward to the day. I think everyone has a nice day. I think it'd be nice with my nan. I've gone this year. I go to my florist. She does me a lovely wreath for my door. This year, she's done me table decks as well with candles and roses. And I just went down
to the market.
Don't tell Chris.
Got some dried orange slices and a couple of pine cones and a cinnamon stick.
I wanted the table to look beautiful because
I can't wait. So you got to post this, by the way. No pressure.
Will. I'll post it. I'm getting some
talking
new
about
crockery.
The wine company. Got the Kelly Company, Kelly Christmas Company.
Well, I wanted it to just look traditional, but like really lovely because Nan's coming and I'm really grateful that we're getting her there. But I don't know after that, you know, she's not great. It's up and down all the time. Your mum is 90. She's 90. If you look at your mum looks so much younger than 90 and she's so fit and well. And Nan isn't like at all. She looks totally different. So I think this year we'll have to treat us in. It could all be our last together. I have to make the most of it. I want everything to look as nice as Christmassy as possible.
Yeah.
Not perfect because nothing's perfect, but I just want to make it really nice.
Yeah.
You know, so I've got some table decks from the florist. Don't tell Chris.
Like, well, how much is that? I wonder how often that goes on over Christmas. You know that thing about don't tell him what I've bought. Don't tell him what I've done. Don't tell him what I've booked. Don't tell him what I've arranged. He'll never know. Do you think guys really are in the dark? Or do you think they know deep down? I think I'll just let it go. She thinks I don't know, but I do know. Oh. Do you think?
Yeah, I think he goes online, so yeah, he does. He does all the online banking, and I do tend to make mistakes with money, so I have to be quite careful. I've been quite good this year, and we've not gone mad with the kids because it's silly.
It doesn't feel right at the moment either, I don't think at all. I don't know, I just worry. I do worry about the example we're setting.
Yeah, that it's all about gifts. And you know, I've seen this, and I used to sit with Ava Lily when she was little. They rip everything open really quickly. They get very overwhelmed, don't understand what everything is.
Yeah, it's too overwhelming.
Yeah, so they made their list together, and their list is quite sweet, but we wanted to get them something as a surprise. And where we live, the sky's incredible. You get to see all the stars and the moon, and we've got no light pollution.
No bins either.
No bins either, no.
We are working with Kooka throughout this series. Kooka taps are a brilliant addition to any family home and are great for keeping busy kitchens running over Christmas time. Their different styles and finishes have a look to match any kitchen.
Want a hot water bottle? Well, the Kooka tap will fill them in a flash to warm you up over these chilly times. You do that, don't you, Jen?
All the time, every night, without fail, and only because it's so easy to do. That cosy cup of tea or instant hot chocolate or a cup of coffee with cream liqueur in it, it is Christmas after all, we won't judge, is made in literally seconds, and all you need to do is stir.
The Kooka Cube add-on gives mums super quick and easy access to tasty, filtered, sparkling and boiling water. It's great for when you've got loads of drinks to make over the festive period because it's typical that everyone will want different things.
Yeah, it makes it so quick and easy. I've been keeping the kids happy with fizzy water every so often and they just love it, even with a bit of squash.
You can see how our families use our Kooka taps over on our Instagram page at The Hot Mess Mums.
To learn more about Kooka, visit their website, kooka.co.uk, spelled Q-U-O-O-K-E-R.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
He turns 5 as well on Monday.
Oh, bless him. So you've got that whole thing. So
got his party tomorrow.
Does Heath have that? This is for your birthday and for Christmas thing, or
yeah,
not really?
Yeah, he doesn't really. Heath, you could give him, this sounds ridiculous, the smallest thing, and he's
you can get
totally
four
different
pieces of cardboard and say, what's that?
Yeah,
it's an Xbox.
I don't know whether he'd be like that about that. I think you might know the difference. But instead, he doesn't want for anything, whereas I think girls do. Ava Lily's a bit more. But I'll buy him clothes. If he needs something, I'll come back with stuff. He'll get out the bag and he's like, oh my God, Mummy, I love this. And he'll put his top on straight away. And do you know, like that, he's not really a wanter.
And as a couple, are you that couple that do, look, I'm not, don't worry about me and I won't worry about you. And we'll just, you know, we'll have a night away in January. I quite like that one, by the way.
I think that's a great idea. Do you and Martin do that?
Yeah, I'd rather have an experience. I'd rather say we'll just go away for the night. And I mean it from, I don't mean it as in, oh, I'm a martyr. I actually would prefer it because I can't stand it because men always get it wrong. And then you've got the whole thing on Christmas morning again. Oh, he's fucked up again. Oh, no, this is lovely. No, honestly, this is lovely. So, yeah, I'm just saying. What about you?
I'm the type of person that I would love to do that, but Chris loves presents.
Oh, okay.
It drives me up the wall.
And the thoughtful presents, I bet.
Well, no.
You know what he's having?
You know what got me last
year? A couple of bins.
Yeah, that's his present. It is if they charge us. I don't even know about that yet.
Yeah, they'll charge you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Last year, I had lots of little things or whatever, and the ones I love were the ones that Ava Lily picked. She got me like a Buddha and things like that, which was fab. And I love all that. But I'd seen an Alexander McQueen scarf I wanted, pre-loved. I think I must have hinted about this probably 1,000 times. And it was all soft and wrapped up. And I thought, he's gone and got me it. And it actually was a Fruit of the Loom t-shirt. And he'd had it printed on the kids' Christmas card drawings that they'd done at school. I wish I brought them, actually. I'll put them on Hot Mess Mum's Insta.
No, it's really thoughtful, but it's pretty shit for you, to
be fair. I said to him, when am I going to want to go be seen with those in public? Like, what the... is that? And he went, oh, but you know, they're the kids' drawings and I've got their age on. Look at the bottom. So you'll always remember them. So I've got to wear them on Christmas Day. I'll do a post and show everybody. I wouldn't go out the door with them on. I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't. I was devastated.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I was like, why do you do these things? I thought it was really sweet. Well, so this year I saw a coat that I wanted and it was in the sale on Black Friday. And I said, can I have that for Christmas, please? Can you order it now? I've got my coat.
Yeah.
I've got my present already. And then he said, I'm going to get you lots of nice little things. And I said to Ava Lily, here's a list of all the little things I want. You tell him all about that and make sure that he doesn't divert off anything. And little things, I mean, like signs for the house. Like I want one that says love and chaos to put up in the kitchen. And
love and what?
Love and chaos.
And okay. What about where's my bin?
Where's my bin?
Yeah.
You're ripping into him far more than I am.
No, but I'm loving that story. It's one of my favourites.
But yeah, so that's it. That's where it's at, basically. I bought him clothes because he walks around with holes in stuff. So I bought him some nice clothes. That's from me and the kids. And that's it. But I've not gone over the top because when you're together, you can buy each other anything. It's like getting something for the sake of getting
it. It is, absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. If you drop off some stuff at the charity shop at the moment, like I've got loads of old ski stuff. And loads of cuddly toys. But you know, you time it, just think pre-Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's quite
I did my bag the other day and the ladies in the shop, I had some gift sets and stuff that had been given to me. I never opened them, like hand wash and nice body lotions. I had it all and she went, oh my God.
Yeah, I
bet.
This
to me and I went, well, just rifle through what you want and, you know, and some gym wear that I hadn't worn, but you know, that was in good nick and all that kind of stuff. And it was a really nice feeling to declutter, but also to know that you're actually helping in some way. And I think that's what we've got away from maybe more at Christmas and we need to remind ourselves.
Don't skip
more of
it.
That.
Flip it. There's a t-shirt for Chris. Flip it round and go and take it to the charity shop.
I better
shop.
Not get any more t-shirts from him this Christmas.
No.
There'll be trouble.
So is there romance at Christmas?
Ooh.
For you? Oh, is it a bit?
Yeah.
You know, you'd like, it's a romantic time of year. I mean, the only reason I say that is because I watch The Holiday.
Oh, did it with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah. And maybe Love Actually. But as for real time romance, do you think anyone actually gets time to have romance? If they've got kids, you know, is there a romantic moment that you can grab, you can grasp underneath the mistletoe? I wonder. Or it all flies by, doesn't it?
I think the build up to it's so much and you both got your jobs to do, haven't you? You delegate between each other how to make it all happen with the kids and everything else. That can be quite tricky. For me, it's when everyone arrives at our house, they take the kids off, the grandparents, my brother, my nan, Chris, mum and dad, they all sit in the living room, dining room, they're all opening stuff together. Oh. Him and I shut the door. Yeah. We have a very expensive champagne that we treat ourselves to at Christmas. Only at Christmas. We don't share this with anyone. And we're in the kitchen. He's cooking. I'm his commis chef. And we drink this champagne together.
Oh.
And that's our little, I don't know if it's your romantic, little thing. No, but my that loving is. Time with him that I look forward to, and I'm looking forward to doing that this year with him. And I always find it romantic with him because he's so loving with everyone. He yeah. cooks for everyone. He doesn't moan. He right. does this amazing day. Makes everyone feel so special. He yeah. looks after them all. And I always look at him and just think, you're incredible, because there's a lot of bad ones out there, and I landed a good one no matter how much I moan. I yeah. did. I always look forward to it with him.
Yeah.
So that's about
that's
as romantic,
romantic enough.
There's no argy-bargy or anything at night. I mean, you know, we're still working on that.
You're working
that's,
on that.
Yeah, that's all. That is just. I woke up this morning and yeah, they were all in bed. Heath was in my bed and him and Chris were snuggled up snoring.
I don't think it's abnormal. I think this is probably what happens in most households.
Yeah, we'll get it all that side of it back at some point. But yeah, what about you and Martin? Are you romantic at Christmas together?
I've had some romantic Christmases when he was lived in New York. Oh, and it's a bit lovely. Like a Richard Curtis movie when your other half's in New York, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And that whole sort of thing where I couldn't wait for him to come. He flew in from New York and then I picked him up from the station. And he was in his sort of like gorgeous Aaron jumper. He looked like something out of a catalogue. He'll say, no, Jenny, an Armani commercial. No, sort of chiselled and smelling of Christmassy aftershave, and I couldn't wait to pick him up. Yeah, there was one really romantic time when, because we did like 5 years of living.
Wow.
Transatlantic.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
He went to the Pret-a-Manger where I'd met him at Euston Station 5 years previous, and he took a picture of the table where we met, where he sat down and had a coffee when I met him. And then he made a card out of it. He got it printed as a card, just this Christmassy scene of Pret-a-Manger with this table for two. And he put where it all began.
Oh, that's so
nice. And he came
to
New York and he brought this Christmas card with him. But he had to go to Euston to go and take this picture before he got home and had it all made for me. And then that was nice.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Now he's like, oh, where did I put that card? I'll put one from last year from Paper Chase.
But you've been together a long time as well. Yeah, it changes, doesn't it? It does change.
I'd quite like to write down a few things, like memories, romantic memories.
Yeah. Yeah, we always used to go to New York at Christmas before we had the kids and we were married. We did Chicago and New York every year. And it was amazing. And if I shut my eyes, I can smell it because it has a smell, right, that place, when it's snowing. And God, my happiest memories with him, my more romantic memories are there. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
He wants to take the kids next year and show them all the places that we went to and take them up the top of the Empire State when we got engaged and all of that. Of course, I think I'd rather go with him on my own, but I don't think
how bizarre we both got engaged in New York.
Love it. So it's so nice to have those, because
I think you've got to remind yourself about romantic things.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if everyone, again, a little thought, maybe you could sit down when you have, even if you've got 5 minutes with your other half, or even with yourself if you haven't got another other half, you know, and just look back at sort of 5 favourite Christmas memories.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's nice to remember them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And to keep it going. And then we all had, I always think that this time of year, it is about those Richard Curtis moments, you know, those movie moments.
Yeah.
You know, be it just, I don't know, a lovely walk. The last time we remembered a white Christmas. I mean, we're almost white Christmas, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not been bad. It's gone, because I didn't think it was going to get this cold and wintry. I'm quite glad it has. I think it's quite nice. It adds
to
that.
No, it does, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's a time to sort of, you know, reflect and, but have a positive reflection of what's gone on, and those Christmas memories that make you feel all warm inside, basically. Yeah.
And it does, because you're busy mums and everything, I think we don't talk about it enough, but relationships do change a bit because they have to. But actually, I think what we do sometimes, and I do this, is, oh, well, you know, it's not like it was. But that's probably a good thing, because we have an amazing partnership and we're great together, but it's evolved because we have kids, so it's slightly different to how it was, because you don't have that time to be as selfish with each other. So things do change, but you can still appreciate how it was, how it is, and know that one day you will get that back again, where you can just take off together. Maybe relive those moments. or revisit. Yeah, do the same things from all those years ago. Or, you know, I think about stuff like that because I do miss having him to myself. I share him with everyone, including a bloody puppy. God.
So have we sorted, we've definitely sorted a name now or not?
It's Freddie.
It's definitely Freddie.
Yeah, it's Freddie.
Because I know people change. Yeah, it's Freddie. Yeah,
it should have been Sid Vicious, but it's Freddie.
How did Freddie deal with the Christmas tree?
Freddie gets shouted at. He tries to take it down.
Okay.
And the other day it nearly went, like, and I could just see him with a wire and it being dragged around the living room. So yeah, he's pretty good when he's told to leave something. Chris is training him. It's his favourite thing. It's his new project. So every night he gets home, they go out for 10 minutes of dog training and he's
Freddie will be rounding up sheep before you know it, yeah. Won't he?
Yeah. I think that's the idea.
I think Freddie should be on bin patrol, to be fair.
Yeah, I think he should. He might have done a better job. He bites a lot. He's teething, so
but Freddie's definitely here to stay. Freddie's definitely here for Christmas.
He is. He's staying.
He's not getting sent back.
No, he's for life. Oh, he's for life.
Well, that's a good thing. And yeah. I mean, so we've got this coming weekend. It's the last weekend now before Christmas.
And it's all birthday parties in my house.
Yeah,
so
I was
going
to say, that's...
I know. Three. It's Heath's, but he's at someone else's in the morning and Ava's is at someone, a mate's in the morning at Laser Quest. And then his is at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. And then his actual birthday's Monday. So no Christmas shopping will be done this weekend.
No.
Hey ho.
You'll work it out.
Yeah. We'll be away.
Yeah. I think it's just time for a deep breath. You've got one more weekend to go, guys. And just make sure that you... I just think, you know, it's... You pressure yourself to get pressured.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. If you're not feeling stressed, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
How about we go into this last weekend thinking we don't need to be stressed?
No, it's just a day.
There's nothing that can... possibly go wrong.
Thanks to Kooka for sponsoring this episode.
Their taps give you so much time back in busy homes. Dirty dishes get rinsed down and soaked straight away. Filling the mop bucket is so quick and making hot drinks, well, that's just effort free.
For more information, you can visit their website. It's kooka.co.uk, spelled Q-U-O-O-K-E-R.